up here, but on the International Garbage Record Festival, I know it's about the only time you're going to play it here, and I don't want this to reflect anything on Seth and Don, my good friends who recorded it. Phil Dirt wanted second movement, so if you'd play it there, I'll get off your back there and quit promoting. Moving along, it's 13 past 7 o'clock. Here's Seth and Don and their rendition of Phil Dirt Wanted Second Movement. Take it, boys.
Listen to my heart-rendering story.
The guitar.
Friend, about Phil Dirt and his former wife, Ray Dean. Our story left off last time, friend, where Phil had quit his job at the Safeway store, and his dear and his beloved wife, respectively, left him. She took everything he stood for, his genuine mail order, kill anything, including deers and other furry creatures, green beret, semi-portable, 900 caliber rifle with its 700 power tinted infrared telescopic sight with snap-off rubber dust covers, and the 1944 pickup truck with the Lloyd E. Cooney approved Reader's Digest stick-on flag and the red, white, and blue love it or leave it bumper sticker. Phil was penniless and broken-hearted, and he had to go and find himself a job. He bought himself a Sunday PI paper, and he found a copy of last Thursday's Times. He checked the want ads of Sunday's PI and last Thursday's Times, both printed on Thursday. That's Sunday's PI and last Thursday's Times. The ads already had seen Phil Dirt was wanted at every new construction site in town. So Phil went out to the University of Washington, not having to worry about parking since he had no truck, and not to enroll since he wasn't a football and or basketball player, but because they had a new construction site. Phil asked one of the new workers at the new construction site where he could find the foreman, and the new worker said,
Sarah Babers, the boss is in the office. He's the one with the white Big Mac overalls on.
So Phil went over to the little green office, and not knowing what a Santa can is or was, he knocked on the door. And the foreman gave him a consternated look and said,
What you want, boy?
Phil said, I heard you were looking for Phil Dirt. The foreman told him where he could put it. And from that day forward, he was known as Montlake Phil. Listen to my heart-rendering story, friend, about Phil Dirt and his former wife, Ray Dean.
Oh, yeah.
About Phil Dirt and his former wife, Ray Dean.
Thing here.
Oh, yes, that's no reflection on Phil Dirt or Seth and Don, the artist there on that particular record. Just because their song appeared on the International Garbage Record Festival doesn't mean,